Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time once again for an update of the news and issues facing the state's entrepreneurial community. Here to help us, John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. And he's joining us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So today is the final part, part three from our three-part series on the discussions that you've been having around the state with entrepreneurs.
Right, with kind of the entrepreneurial leadership, the people that are building the ecosystems across the state. You know, and a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the fact that a lot of people were asking, well, how many total companies do we have, and the kind of entrepreneurs and the amount of capital we're raising. And it kind of struck me that the folks I was talking to were asking these questions, because if they don't know the answers, nobody does. And then last week, we kind of talked about capital and where we were and what it took to really attract more capital, both internal to the state and external to the state. And I think this week, it's really kind of getting down into the weeds. I mean, what do you really do? What are the tactical things you do that can help, you know, foster more entrepreneurial companies? And that kind of brings up the topic of incubation and accelerators. I mean, how do you create a space that's both, you know, a physical space, but also a virtual space, a co-working community, a community innovation lab that can help entrepreneurs really grow and be successful? Because none of us do this on our own. We exist in ecosystems. And across the state, you have wonderful programs like Next up in Greenville and the Harbor Accelerator down in Charleston, the McNair Center, IBM Innovation in Columbia, you know, other innovation centers in Bluffton and Rock Hill and Florence and Anderson and Spartanburg. So I think when you look over the last few years, I mean, it's kind of impressive some of the entrepreneurial ecosystem infrastructure that's been put in place. But at the same time, I don't know that we really have aligned all these things. I mean, you know, one person that I asked told me that, hey, the bright spot that you should point out is life sciences and the progress that SC Bio has made. But somebody else said, hey, you know, 25% of our investment portfolio is in manufacturing innovation. And, you know, I don't know that there's a incubator in the state that's focused in either one of these particular areas. Do you?
Well, I do know that SCRA is building some new facilities for some life sciences research down in the Lowcountry.
Yeah, they're focused on that, but I don't know that there's anybody that gets up in the morning and that's kind of their thing. I mean, I know SC Bio is, I mean, life sciences, but I don't know that they really have an incubator. And not trying to be critical of anybody, I think it's, a question, kind of the theme of these 3 weeks is having a more comprehensive strategy so that we kind of know what's going on. You know, not only kind of the big picture of how many companies we have and how many entrepreneurs we have and then, you know, the amount of capital being invested, but then down to the specifics of, you know, we got these incubators in the state and here's what they're focused on and here's what they're doing. You know, what you ultimately end up being able to do when you do that is to focus on some of the competitive advantages that we have that can really foster high growth companies. And I really think you need to focus on those areas where we have really strong talent, where we have, you know, capital that's being invested, where we have an ecosystem of mentors and service providers and people that can support an industry.
It is certainly growing. Every year I hear of another incubator or accelerator.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the exciting things. I think if you went back a few years ago, a lot of these things were publicly funded and to get them off the ground. And I think now many of them are hybrids. I think of the Harbor Accelerator down in Charleston and Next up in Greenville, which is kind of a more of a public-private partnership. And most recently, something we highlighted a few weeks ago was Pivot SC up in Greenville, which I think is pretty much private. And so you have this spectrum of these incubation acceleration facilities in the state. And I really think that's healthy. You know, that says that we're doing something right. So, you know, we're not Silicon Valley. We're not Raleigh. We're not Nashville. We're not even Buckhead, Atlanta yet. But I think if you compare us over the last 20 years, we've made an awful lot of progress. And, you know, we need to focus on the bright spots and go do more of that. And I think the bright spots, you really kind of come back to, where do we have pipelines, the best talent in the world in focus areas? You know, where do we have an ecosystem of mentors and other service providers that can help? You know, and that's going to attract capital in focused areas. And if we can take this very tactical approach to incubation in the state and in these focused areas, I think we have an opportunity to, you know, accelerate ourselves to a whole nother level.
Well, John, great information. Enjoyed this three-part series, and we look forward to talking with you again soon.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page. And remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage. You can hear the entire three-part series. It's all at southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.